bonds?
$600. And there's really nothing to prove there. I just have to carry it because the law says we carry it for 3 years. I think it was 2 years. And I've got 1 year I can carry that.
Right. Yeah, but it's listed under county insured.
That's right, correct. Yeah.
Flood recovery buyout, which is 650. And that should be zero as well?
Well, my understanding is that has to go through DCR, is what I was told.
We set this up. And see,
last year we set it up, and when we set it up, I said, well, you know, I really would like to make sure that none of that money comes from Dennis County revenue. And you agreed, and I think everybody agrees.
Did you receive money from this? Yeah. But we're unsetting it out now.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm going to put on here Note 2013 budget, because it's going to be in GCR.
That's right. That's my understanding. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what we budgeted.
Okay.
So we budgeted the revenues, and we budgeted the expenditures.
And you got real right at the bottom, moved to GCR.
Yes.
Okay.
And on that one, what was the comment?
Moved to GCR. That's at the bottom of the page. Let's go to 911, which is 675. Rick, the very first thing I want to ask you about this is each year in this budget, at least thus far, we've had a balance forward. Did you build the budget? I've not gone through it, but I'm looking at it right now, with zero fund balance in it to start with? Is that why we're showing a negative at the end of the budgetary period?
On the request, there hasn't been a fund balance brought forward. Let me put that.
But there will be.
Right, there will. Let me put that in there so you see what it is. And I can get a total thing to buy.
Well, that's okay. But the fund balance will come forward. Oh, and I got the yellow one here. No, sorry. So we're really not going to be in the hole in 2013, that's my
question. No, if we spend exactly as they were requested there, we would have $122,300 left. Again, I use an approximation on what those fund balance, what I use as actual budget.
This is their, and let me see, you got to know the contingency fund that we are in the balance, general interest, not sure which fund you're going to have.
Okay.
What does that mean? Dental's in two places. It's your note at the bottom of
that. No, that's her note probably, I'd say.
Okay.
And gentlemen, which budget account are we looking at?
675.
Thanks.
It is in two places, and probably the reason is because at one point we were paying a county part, and now that county part is included with our health insurance.
So we're showing, I'm showing a line here on 675-5003. Where's the other one that you see?
Well, the 675-5003 and then there's 675-6003.
Oh, okay, got it.
And the 5003 is the rules contract accounts. Is what actually it was the employee's part. It should be zeroed out.
Well, this budget comes forth through their board. The only question I would have, Rick, because they're not asking to carry, or are they asking to carry funds forward? If we budget, and we're going to maybe in a budget or two that we have control over, didn't we set up last year where we could have a beginning balance for the future year? I don't remember what we called it, but.
Well, the one we did that way was the PNC bonds, and what we actually did was a transfer from GCR to that. So if we set up another fund someplace, we could have a transfer from this one to that one.
No, that's not what we meant. I meant if we budget, let's say John County revenue, okay, road bridge. We want to budget beginning 2014 expenditures, $5 million, $6 million, $20, whatever it has to be.
The balance you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
But I want to call it something. I want to put it on paper so, or in the budget so that people can see they budgeted the beginning balance for 2014 of.
And I would
this sounds better than fund balance. I know that that's what it is. but put it in their minds, well, this is going to be their beginning balance for the following year. Revenues to begin that budget with. It's easier to chat with people who are looking at the budget for the first time.
And projected fund balance is what we called it.
It's still,
whatever you want, we can put that in there.
We literally budget for 2014.
You won't want to budget it as an expense, Ron, I don't believe.
I mean, it's an expense. Yeah. I'm sorry. As a line item following the budget.
Right down there at the end, we could change that fund balance, and I could write below it. If you want something, name something different, I could.
If we budget everything, there's not going to be a fund balance. Yeah. It's going to be zero.
But if there's an ending balance there that you want to put someplace, we can put a little note. This will be carried forward, or this balance will be carried to 2014. However we want to put that, we can do that.
How about 2014 beginning fund balance?
And I can put that down there at the end. Something like that. Restated.
Yeah, I don't know what we use for terminology.
But if we, I've got that full budget there, what we did, but
my point is, the beginning fund balance would be.
Yes, yes.
And I can do that. You just tell me which ones you want me to put that.
Is that still right? 2014 beginning fund balance. That way, if we have, I don't care if it's $200 that's at the end of the budget that we're not going to budget.
And we can do that.
Sounds better. And that's exactly where it goes. It is.
That fund balance is there. I would assume everybody would understand that. But if you think it helps them to understand, to reiterate 2014 beginning fund balance, we can reiterate and put that over there and be the same number.
Just want to know. The options for the fund balance. No, that's the beginning fund balance for 2014.
And I deal with the same thing. Ron, it's amazing. I'll visit with some people, and especially the general county revenue. I talk about, well, we need to at least carry $6 million. What do you need to carry $6 million forward for? And then on the other hand, I've got some people that I say, well, we need to carry $6 million. That wouldn't get you to a half a year, will it? I mean, so I have both you have to deal with it. So anything that you want to do on 91 on that?
I think that we need to, yes, there is a couple of things. Number one, if it is doable under Missouri law, I would like to insert a line that says election education. Because it's either going to come out of this fund or it's going to come out of GCR.
You want to insert the line and you want to wait and see if it's illegal.
Well, I'm sure it's not illegal to insert the line. What would be potentially illegal is actually spending this office.
I understand.
We cannot spend the dollars to promote a tax issue, but we can educate the voters on a tax issue. I know we can do that in the general county revenue funds. I would love to be able to utilize some of these dollars to do that if possible. Do we want to put that in, or do we want to put it under contingency and then use it when the time comes for that purpose?
That would work fine. Just document as you use it.
Right.
That's less confusing. Good.
All right, Rick. Whatever we're going to have is a, because they only budgeted X amount of dollars in here.
Right now.
What I would like to do is to have a line that says 2014 beginning fund balance. The end of this budget. But I also like to put maybe $100,000 in their contingency fund left. They have zero there currently.
And so that So put $100,000 in contingency, you say?
Well, yes, for various purposes if they need it. Because once we budgeted for 2014, they're not touching. They're only going to touch what we budgeted for 2014. Unless we redo the budget. So if we put $100,000 in contingency fund, and you put the balance in the line that's going to be called 2014 beginning fund balance. Is that right, Rick?
Mm-hmm. It won't be an expense, it'll just be at the bottom explaining what that is.
Yeah. Yes. 2014 beginning fund balance. And that should be somewhere around 100,000.
I don't think so, because I think that, well, if I use the current fund balance, it's only 22,000.
What?
If I use the current fund balance, 246,000, and do all the expenses that are there, I end up with a beginning fund balance of 22,320.
Well, show me up here at the top of the page, the fund balances every year has been 700,000, 600,000, 500,000. And suddenly we're going to go to 22,000. Like something doesn't smell right. I mean, it doesn't add up.
Well, what I use is 2,000 actuals. And if you look at the 2,000 actuals, and this again is July, but in July, this fund balance was 226,034. Now, it's a little more than that now, but I think it's probably about 400,000.
Well, if it ends up at 400 and we take 100 out, then we're going to have a beginning fund balance of 300.
Well, let me see what you'd be.
Not 22,000.
Let me see what your fund balance would be, just so you'll know. You say 400,000.
No, you said that.
Well, if I use that number, don't tell me you use it. What do you want me to put here? 400,000?
You mean as an estimate?
Yes.
Oh, I don't care.
Okay. If I put 400,000 in there.
Yes.
Then, when you get to the end of this budget, if you spent everything that you put in there, you'd have $196,285.
That's without taking out the $100,000?
No, that's taking out the $100,000.
Wow. So, tell me where our actual revenues are. Let's see if they're going to be. 332. So with one more month, we're going to be down. Considering what's from the year before.
Looks like it. I mean, and they requested 423, and then, you know.
We're not going to get it. Chances are.
It looks to me like that's very possible. 423 is exactly what was budgeted last year.
Wow.
Yeah, those are going to be down.
Alright, Rick, give me, you've got in there on a monthly basis what they're bringing in, right?
No, I don't.
Alright, help me with this. What is the total figure through November that we brought in?
Through November?
Yeah.
Well, over here. Oh, it's on the yellow sheet. I don't have the yellow sheet.
I got it. 332,188.
Right
there, I'm talking about. Oh, that also goes.
That's a fund balance there from
that's a fund balance, but all these revenues are included. I was just using them on the phone. Well, so we're going to hit it. Now we approved 5. Okay, 477.
484, 865.
448, let's just do that. I'll divide that by
12.
I guess you're right. By 11 instead of 12.
Let's see what you get.
So it's 528.52.
So you're going to be down a little bit from what they asked for.
Not too much. So 520.
But I would guess it is 557.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're not going to get there.
No, I would say that you probably want it. That was probably going to work.
Well, we are literally losing about $100,000 a year in revenues in Illinois through diminishing use of landlords.
is my guess.
Well,
and that's increasing.
Well, I'm looking here.
2010 was 542. 2011 was actually up at 558.
Yeah, but I'm looking at what our actual expenditures are. Fund balance carryovers.
Okay.
So you have 770, 633.
So the fund balance is decreasing by this value.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to put in four, more realistically, probably 4.25 or 4.15. It's another $100,000 drop. Yeah, well, let's estimate it at 4. Let's go from there, right? But
I like to put the...
You're going to put the actual...
Actually,
yes. Let's stick with their budget identical with the exception of the change in contingency fund of $100,000. And Rick's going to label this 2014 beginning fund balance.
With 4.
With whatever we have.
Whatever's left over.
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm not ready to tackle the sewer budget yet.
No.
So we've got some major decisions to make there.
Let's get the civil fund 800.
Let's go to the sheriff's 800 fund. Do we have any agreements in place, Rick, that you're aware of with him? I know that in last year's budget, the sheriff went out. And out of his special funds, he paid for our expenses within the office. But that was his call. My guess is when we sit down individually with him, he's going to hope that GCR may pick up some of those expenses, but I don't think we're going to be in that place. We shall see.
You're talking about the salaries he picked up.
I'm talking about a number of different. He bought cars. He did a number of things there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But wherever he had salaries he picked up, he's going to have to continue that if he wants those employees to stay employed. And I don't know if any were contained within this budget or not. Do you know that?
It looks like he budgeted 36
44.
Yep. And I think that was his numbers. I don't think it was mine. So.
Here's my suggestion on this fund, is to accept what he's given us, and when the additional dollars come in, rather than, well, we'll ask him when we sit down with him, but rather than move them to 2014 beginning fund balance, he may want to utilize them within the 2013 budget. So then, therefore, we would put them in the,
I think he has it.
Miscellaneous other expense.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to just intend that we're going to do that.
All right.
That's going to be a rather large discussion. I mean. Each one, what we do with Jimmy, because of questions that I want to ask about where those expenditures were. You said he bought cars, and we have salaries, and we've got two or three other things that were paid for by his funds.
Well, he told us that here's what he wanted to do, and he's going to pay for it out of these various funds.
Right. I'm not positive which ones of those funds they were, so those questions are going to be asked.
Yeah, well, in my old form over there, I think I've got that written down. Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
So
we're set there. We probably won't end up with a beginning balance for 2014 unless anyone wants to do that. And when we chat with him, let's go to the 850 tax maintenance fund. Is this the one that comes from the collector?
Yes.
At the top, Rick, on your forms, budget county tax maintenance. Is there a way that we can identify this as the collector's fund?
It's called the tax maintenance fund.
Okay. Tax maintenance fund that's being overseen by the collector. It comes from the collector. Is that correct?
I can put collector's tax maintenance fund. Can you do that?
Tax maintenance fund.
Okay.
you'll have to do that because it's going to be confusing to whoever picks this up. The general public that reads it is going to think that's going to be the tax maintenance fund for the assessor.
Why don't we put tax maintenance fund / tax collector?
That's fine.
Tax maintenance fund, we'll do away with the budget county verbiage, / county collector. Better back on the last one. Oh, it said county sheriff civil fund, right?
The other's a title, this thing hadn't been.
Okay. What is she showing as a transfer to GCR? $100,000?
Yes.
You notice the request for software?